إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار Alhamdulillah, we praise Allah and we seek His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil within ourselves and from our bad deeds. Whoever Allah guides, there is none that can lead him astray, and whoever is led astray, then there is no guide for him. I bear witness that no God has the right to be worshipped other than Allah. He is alone and has no partners. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared and don't die except as Muslims. O humanity, fear your Lord who has created you from a single soul and created from it its mate and scattered from them too many men and women. And fear Allah whom you demand your mutual rights and don't cut off relations with the wombs that bore you. Indeed Allah is a raqib over you. O you who believe, fear Allah and say that which is correct in order that He may accept from you your deeds and forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His messenger has achieved the greatest achievement. Amma ba'du, certainly the most truthful speech is the book of Allah. And the finest guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the most evil of affairs are newly invented matters in this deen. And every newly invented matter in this deen is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is a string, and every string is in the fire. Brothers and sisters in Islam, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fear the hellfire that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises you to fear. As he says in the hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم ما منكم من أحد إلا سيكلمه ربه يوم القيامة ليس بينه وبين الله حجاب فينظر أيمن منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم من عمله وينظر أشمأ منه فلا يرى إلا ما قدم من عمله وينظر بين يديه ولا يرى إلا النار تلقاء وجهه فاتقوا النار ولو بشق تمرة ومن لم يجد فبكلمة طيبة. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, there is not anyone from amongst you except that his Lord will speak to him on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And there won't be any translator or interpreter between him and Allah. So he will look to the right of himself and he won't see anything but his deeds. And he'll look to the left of him and he won't see anything but his deeds. And then he'll look in front of him and he won't see anything but the hellfire. I command you to fear the hellfire, even if it's only with giving a piece of a date in charity. And whoever doesn't have that to give, then let him speak a good word. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this authentic hadith, he calls the believers to pay attention to the deeds that they do in this world. As the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says they will look to the right of themselves and they won't see anything but their deeds. And they'll look to the left of themselves and they won't see anything but their deeds. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is preparing the believers to prepare themselves of what will take place on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day when nothing will benefit you except the good deeds that you did in this world. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wants the believers to be mindful of the deeds that they do in this world, to pay attention to obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to watch what you believe in, to to watch what you say on your tongues, to watch your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be mindful of all that you do, because you'll stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah and you'll have nothing there to benefit you of except your deeds. And from amongst the deeds that we need to be mindful of in these days and times is being mindful of our children. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with many children, walhamdulillah, and we're responsible for them. We must guide them to the Islam and the Sunnah. We must teach them obedience to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is from amongst the deeds that we will be questioned about on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Did we raise our children in accordance to Al-Islam and the Sunnah? Many of the brothers and the sisters have been complaining about our children, especially the teenagers, that they seem to run wild. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Every time the discussion comes up, we don't see the hands or the mouths of the parents of these children trying to admonish their children, or to take care of their children, or to be involved in the discussions of how we should protect and save our children from the evils of Jahiliyyah and guide them to Al-Islam and the Sunnah. We'll stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be mindful of your children and guard your children and safeguard them against the hellfire by guiding them to Islam and the Sunnah and teaching them obedience to Allah and His Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From amongst the deeds that the believers will be responsible for, they will be responsible for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed and entrusted the responsibility of maintaining the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masjid. He's placed this responsibility on the believers. What are you doing to help maintain the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What are you doing to help run the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question you about your deeds on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Be mindful of the deeds that you do. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us, preparing us for the day when we'll stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be mindful of what we do. These are just some of the examples, and the examples can go on of the deeds that we will be responsible as we read the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We find much of what Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entrust us with. Be mindful of your deeds, because on Yawm al-Qiyamah you'll be looking for the deeds to save you from the hellfire, as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he shows us in this hadith that each and every one of us will have a one-on-one with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah. That each and every one of us will have our Lord tabarak wa ta'ala talk to us without any interpreter or translator on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in reality, and He speaks in a manner that is befitting to His Majesty. He speaks subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever He wills and however He wills subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will speak to each and every one of you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to address each and every one of us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Prepare for that day and that standing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you won't have anyone there to help you. Prepare for this day by watching the deeds that you do. And from amongst the deeds that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encourages us to do in order to help save ourselves from the fire by righteous deeds is to give charity. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, to give a piece of a date in charity. And whoever can't do that, then let him speak a good word. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this authentic hadith, he shows us that amongst the most important deeds that a servant can do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on Yawm al-Qiyamah is to give sadaqah, is to give his wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to propagate and establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the land. This is from amongst the best deeds that you can do to save yourselves from the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Take a look at the sadaqah you're giving. Is it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, do you have something to give? And are you giving it fi sabilillah? And if you don't have anything, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees and He knows all things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows those from amongst us who don't have the ability to give. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised them to say a good word. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying La ilaha illallah, wa subhanallah, wa alhamdulillah, wa Allahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. These are some of the finest statements that a believer can say on his tongue. These are from amongst the good words that a believer can say. Or let the believer spread the salams amongst the believers with this statement, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is from the good words that the believers can say. They can give the salams and spread the salams amongst the believers that they might be rewarded for giving the sadaqah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Save yourselves from the fire by giving charity. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gives us a scene from amongst the scenes on Yawm al-Qiyamah when each and every one of us will be by ourselves with our Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala looking for the deeds that will save us. And nothing can save us from the fire except that which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us of good deeds. And from amongst them is giving charity. So give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be mindful of Yawm al-Qiyamah. بسم الله الحمد لله وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and this authentic hadith gives us a scene from the scenes of Yawm al-Qiyamah. And the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم only speaks the truth. This is the way it will take place when you meet your Lord subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will speak to you one on one as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us in this hadith without any interpreter. And on that day the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us that you'll be looking for your deeds. When you're looking around for that which can save you from the hellfire on Yawm al-Qiyamah, you'll be looking for your deeds. You'll be looking to the right of yourself and the left of yourself, but you won't find anything except the deeds you did and the hellfire right in front of you waiting for you to be thrown in it, unless you do what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advises to save yourselves from the fire. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advises the believers to give sadaqah, to give their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save themselves from the fire. And we're advising ourselves and the believers today to give their wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted you with the raising and the saving of your children from the hellfire and the guiding them to al-Islam and the sunnah. Madrasatu Ahl al-Sunnah is in need of the sadaqah of the believers, so give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And help teach your children al-Islam and the sunnah. And to save your children from jahiliyyah and the fire as you save yourselves from the fire that Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches you that will be right in front of you on Yawm al-Qiyamah. And that from amongst the deeds that will save you from the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah is giving your wealth for the sake of Allah. Give your wealth to madrasatu ahl sunnah so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you from the fire on a day when nothing will help you except your wealth. Give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help complete the project of Masjid wa Ahl Sunnah. So that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save you from the fire on Yawm al-Qiyamah, on the day when nothing will help you except the deeds that you put forth in this world. And from amongst the best deeds that you can put forth in this world is giving your charity fi sabilillah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it's only a piece of a date, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala walhamdulillah has blessed all of us with more than a piece of a date. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with green walhamdulillah. Allah has blessed us with dollars and wealth and checkbooks walhamdulillah, that we can give our wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to save ourselves on a day when nothing will save us except that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us of giving our wealth fi sabilillah. Give your wealth for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and save yourselves from the fire. And whoever doesn't have any wealth, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in his pockets. The believers are not going to search your pockets to find if you have any wealth to give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one who will speak to you on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah by himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he knows what you have in your pockets and he knows what you have the ability to give, and he is the one that will hold you accountable on Yawm al-Qiyamah for what you give. Whoever doesn't have any words, whoever doesn't have any wealth to give for the sake of Allah, then let him say a good word. Like, oh Allah, bless madrasatu ahl sunnah. Oh Allah, bless masjidu ahl sunnah.
O Allah, save our children from the hellfire. O Allah, guide our children to Al-Islam and the Sunnah. Make du'as from amongst the good words that the believers can say. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and give your wealth to save yourselves on the day when nothing can help you except your good deeds. And from amongst them is giving your wealth fi sabilillah. This is from amongst the authentic hadith of Al-Bukhari and Muslim, authentically reported on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we ask Allah to benefit us by practicing what we've learned of this deen of Al-Islam. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you for Jannah. Oh Allah, we ask you to save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire. Oh Allah, let us give our wealth for your sake to save us from the fire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire by the wealth we give for your sake. Oh Allah, save us from the fire that nothing can save us except the deeds we do in this world. Oh Allah, save us from the fire by our sadaqah. Oh Allah, let us give sadaqah to save ourselves from the hellfire. Oh Allah, save us from the fire that you have prepared for those people who disbelieve in you and disobey you. Oh Allah, make us from amongst the people of Jannah and save us from the fire. Walhamdulillah.
استووا صووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصفية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Straighten your rows or Allah will divide your hearts. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. استووا صووا صفوفكم وتراصوا لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم إن تصوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Sisters, make sure that you fill the first row before you start another row. Don't start another row until the row before you is complete. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder, straighten the rows, or Allah will divide your hearts. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. استووا وتراصوا. إن تصوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah. Straighten the rows and fill the gaps. Line up foot to foot and shoulder to shoulder. Straightening the rows is a part of perfecting the salah.